brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? It's he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 13th day of July, 2011, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Tony Farrell, who was a high-level counterterrorism analyst for the South Yorkshire Police in Britain from 98 to 2010, will be joining us dealing with government-sponsored terrorism. Coming up in the second hour today, headline, police intelligence analyst fired for blowing whistle on false flag terror. And I thought then we would pull up some of the mainstream articles in Britain where the IRA, it turns out, was run by British intelligence, the violent arm of it, as a pretext. And we even interviewed Agent Steakknife here on the broadcast. Here's another headline. A British double agent was real IRA Omaha bomb team. It just goes through all of that information, how that was government-sponsored terror, the vast majority of it. So we'll be breaking that down. We'll also look at the supposed Muslim bombings of 7/7, and we'll look at 9/11. And, of course, that dovetails, unfortunately, quite nicely with the huge report that it turns out was on MSNBC last week, and it was brought to our attention. This was hidden in plain view by a listener yesterday, and the YouTube clip of the MSNBC piece is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Bombshell, Saudi and U.S. governments protected hijackers. And that is from Senator, former Florida Governor Bob Graham said, at least two of the purported 911 hijackers had assistance from Saudi Arabia. Graham's recently released novel, Keys of the Kingdom, implicates the Saudis. He told MSNBC the novel is based on factual information. So we're going to be going over that. But the media, the mainstream dinosaur dying media, is focusing on the Saudi connection, which we have always covered. But the fact that Graham also said the U.S. government was protecting them. Well, no kidding. They were trained at U.S. military bases. And people don't want to look at these facts. They don't want to grow up. They don't want to face the fact that the federal government shipped tens of thousands of firearms into Mexico to destabilize Mexico, to knock out their drug cartel competition, and to, of course, false flag blame the Second Amendment. We're going to be looking at government-sponsored terrorism coming up in depth in the second hour today because it is the ace in the hole the establishment has. We've damaged that ace. The ace is partially exposed, but I can look at the political juxtapositions. I can look at the political climate, and I can tell you unequivocally they're trying to resuscitate the 9/11 hoax and fairy tale and make-believe Santa Claus story, Tooth Fairy story, because they want to invoke false flag terror again in a big way. And I'm not talking about provocateuring numbskulls out of prisons with the FBI leading groups trying to get them to do bombings on Christmas Day and things like that with useful idiots. That's one type of stage terror. I'm talking about pure stage terror where there are no morons involved except for double agents who are set up and burned like 9/11. We know the hijackers were taking part in drills and were given U.S. government protection. That's on record, been on record for almost 10 years. Well, actually, we knew about it before 9/11, so it's longer than 10 years. So we're going to be going over all of that coming up in the second hour, because the only way they're going to get their world government, the only way they're going to get their police state fully in place, the only way they're going to sell the population on living under tyranny is that it's being done for their safety because of terrorism. So we're going to be going over all of this today. You know, they're saying Gaddafi's going to start terror attacks, and Gaddafi is under military attack. If he militarily strikes back at Europe, that's going to be called a terror attack, and of course we'll have to give up more liberties, because the establishment funded al-Qaeda to attack Gaddafi, and if he fights back, it's terrorism. And if you're not for giving your rights up, you're with al-Qaeda, even though al-Qaeda is attacking Gaddafi, working for Northcom and the rest of them publicly.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, Why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds to truly nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 13th day of July, 2011. Thank you so much for joining us today. Let me just give you a brief overview of the news we have in front of us here. We have, of course, Obama saying that he cannot guarantee that Social Security checks will go out August 3rd if you don't capitulate to the banksters and let the United States completely collapse into third world banana republic status. Also, continuing, I have these quotes out of the Huffington Post, but I don't ever believe anything they say, so it's I checked it. It's also in the Associated Press, that Senator Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Republicans in the Senate, came out yesterday and proposed, now Republicans refused to go along with it, so he had to back off, but the point is he proposed for Congress to give up the power of the purse and to transfer its power to levy taxes, to sign on to foreign debts, to the president. And why not? Congress has already handed over the power to make war to the president, the power to set up carbon taxes and regulations to the president. The president is announcing, he announced Friday, that in the next few weeks they're going to sign executive orders to restrict the Second Amendment. And they add this Orwellian flourish to the end of the statement the White House communications director did last Friday, that this will be something we can all agree upon, putting folks on a no-gun-buy list, just like the no-fly list. Extrajudiciary. No facts, no reason, no judge, no jury, no recourse, no day in court, just you don't own guns anymore, Bubba. And even on the heels of Fast and Furious being admitted to be a federal program that run by the Justice Department with the Attorney General Eric Holder perjuring himself, now it turns out the FBI, DEA are involved, not just ATF, in helping ship the guns into Mexico directly to Los Zetas, the cartel trained by the Pentagon, and, of course, School of Americas in Fort Benning, Georgia. They don't care. They now have expanded the program that we told you they would expand, ordering gun shops from Texas through New Mexico, Arizona, California, that when someone buys high-powered rifles, to, quote, report them to the ATF. Now that's a sick joke. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, it's like the government telling you what type of light bulbs you can have or what type of toilet you can have or what type of paint you can have. It's all about you just following orders outside of law, because there is no law that you've got to do that with the ATF. They know full well there's already the instant check that grew out of the five-day waiting period where they run a background check for felonies and warrants when you go and buy any firearm, and it lists how many firearms you're buying, handguns, rifles, shotguns, and they know exactly what you're getting. Instantly in the NICS system, in the computer, when you call, you talk to an FBI operator. I've been there many times buying a firearm, and that's how they do it, and everybody who's bought a gun knows that. So why would the ATF say, well, now when you're selling high-powered rifles, which they consider to be anything above a .22 caliber, and somebody's buying these, you need to go ahead and call us. That is simply allowing them to trigger an investigation so they can come out to your house and harass you. We've already seen cases in the last decade of ATF visiting people that buy, quote, more than 500 rounds of ammo. I've seen it in Texas. I've seen it in New York. They also have deputized sheriff's deputies in many counties. They will come out and ask, why'd you buy 1,000 rounds of ammo? Well, because ammo keeps going up in price, and I want to have plenty of .308 ammo. Well, why are you here at my house? I have no criminal record. I mean, don't you have criminals to deal with? They're like, how about you just let us in your house, Mr. Johnson? I remember seeing this 6-7 years ago in Dallas, Texas. Dallas Morning News reported that they have knock and talk. And now in Boston and New York, they actually forced their way in without a warrant. But first, it's a federal grant for local police to train them. First, they just knock and say, we'd like to come in and check your guns, make sure they're safe. Would you like us to look at your guns, ma'am? They always do it in the middle of the day, middle-class areas, and a lot of women get scared and go ahead and let the cops in. I mean, this is just training the cops, acclimating the media, the public, that cops come to your house to talk about your guns, your legal guns. Handgun Control Incorporated admits that's what the federal grants for gun buyback programs are about. When they say, bring your guns in, and it's almost always old ladies, their husband has died or gone to the nursing home. I've seen cases of shotguns that are worth more than $10,000, finely carved collector's items, just being given to the cops for a $50 coupon, and the cops are laughing. And then in a lot of cities, the cops you've seen end up getting in trouble because, quite frankly, I don't blame them. I'm not saying they should do this, but I don't blame them. That they don't destroy them, they end up keeping them for themselves and selling them. And it's like police busted selling guns from buyback. Well, if an old lady brings in a finely carved, double-barrel, 50-something-year-old shotgun worth $10,000, I mean, it's a crime to destroy those guns. I'm not saying the cops should be selling it out the back door. They shouldn't be doing it in the beginning. I mean, if the old lady comes up with a $10,000 shotgun, you should say, you might want a or a $1,000 AR-15, whatever the case is. You know, they've got a lot of specialty guns out there. Don't do it. I've seen cases of people turning in Civil War collector North and South rifles that are worth thousands of dollars. I mean, it is almost always men who marry women who were anti-gun. The man dies or the man's in the nursing home and the poor dingbat goes in. All right, see, I got all this news to cover. I'm already digressing. The issue here is that they are now unveiling, oh, we have a new ATF rule, not a congressional law. The ATF says when somebody buys a high-power rifle, you call us. The ATF says. And the next, now the ATF says this. And Obama says, there's not a law. Obama says his regulators, who are former presidents of GE, they get to keep their power plants, but yours are shut down. And they're publicly giving themselves waivers. This is mafia government. This is dictatorship. And so I'll cover this now. Then I'm going to get into U.S. Senator calls for News Corp probe on the hacking over in England by Rupert Murdoch's people. Also, gold is at an all-time high. As of this morning, Kurt had it. Gold close to breaking record as Eurozone debt crisis worsens. It has now broken that. It's what, right up at 1,500 and right at $90 or right below it. Silver's also rocketing upwards. We told you that was going to happen. They do these manipulations in the paper market to drive it down, but then every time it retraces its previous heights and eclipses those, we're going to be breaking that down today. We've got incredible guest joining us. She was the top analyst in a major British police department on terror threat matrix prediction systems, and his research found it's the government staging the real large-scale terror attacks. His findings were there are low-scale, low-tech Muslim terrorists, no kidding, who do attack on occasion, but it's very rare. It's like finding a leprechaun in your backyard. It's entering the realm of fantasy, but some say Santa Claus does exist, and that it's the government doing it. So he'll be joining us. And, of course, former Florida Governor Bob Graham came out, one of the head commissioners on the 9/11 commission, and said the U.S. government and Saudi government were protecting and funding at least two of the hijackers. And everybody's like, ooh, Alex, you're right. How'd you know this? Well, Graham wrote this 5 years ago. This was in the Washington Post 3 years ago. But I have Newsweek. I have the Sacramento Bee. I have the Associated Press. I have the San Jose Mercury News. I have the FBI agents in Phoenix and Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Norman, Oklahoma, and Dallas, Texas, and St. Louis, and San Diego, all on record saying they knew exactly what was going to happen on 9/11 and were ordered to stand down. I mean, I have big stacks of mainstream news right after 9/11 that all came out, and I was the bad man for talking about it. I'm like, okay, well, heads of the U.S. embassies are saying they were ordered to let them into the U.S. and that they were U.S. agents. Colonels that headed up spy schools said that the hijackers were in their classes. Newsweek reports they were at U.S. Air Force bases. Here I've got big stacks. It's all confirmed. They were let in by the government, protected. Dr. James Woods saw Muhammad Atta and others doing drills on the plane like hijacking. And he tried to warn the government. They didn't want to talk to him. It was 5 days before 9/11, or no, 6 days before 9/11. I mean, Atta and others were running drills, just like the TSA, does drills of sneaking bombs through. You better watch out, by the way, if you're DEA, FBI, CIA, SEAL Team 6, who does drills through the airports. This is how they'll do it. Especially if you're, quote, part of the new Muslim brigades that our military, our government, our supposed government has set up, quote, oh, we want to recruit you American Muslims to join the CIA. You see the ads on TV. We need you to help fight extremism. And really what they're doing is they're getting a gaggle of patsies so they can have you go on board a plane to do a drill. They're going to blow that plane out of the sky and you're going to be all over the news. And your parents will come out and say, Ahmed was recruited out of college to join the CIA, and the media is just going to laugh at you. And it won't matter, if their college buddy comes out and says, no, Ahmed was recruited into the CIA 3 years ago. Well, his roommate's going to walk out and be hit by a car that day. I mean, that's how they roll. They roll that way. And I know it's fun to be scared of the terrorists and hide under your table all day, but No one can deny, and former Homeland Security head Governor Ridge admitted 2 years ago, that he was ordered to issue fake terror alerts for political purposes. So regardless of what you think is an inside job, they're using it to take our freedoms.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Yeah, that's right. Bombshell. Saudi and U.S. governments protected hijackers. That's from 9/11 Commissioner Bob Graham. But that's always been known. They were trained at U.S. military bases. They were protected. The U.S. embassies, when they were coming back into the U.S., were told in Saudi Arabia, these men work for the CIA. Let them back in. They're in the terror files as their political cover. Yeah, they're at the topless bars. They're partying. They're got Mossad and FBI paying for their credit cards in San Diego and renting them their houses. But I know, 9/11 wasn't an inside job. I understand. There's just all the videos of cops saying, get back, they're going to blow up Building 7. And BBC cuts to Building 7 as it stands and says, Building 7 has fallen from fires into its own footprint 25 minutes before it fell. Oops, we got that little memo early. Oh, there it goes. Ha ha, yes. Yes. Oh, and the government didn't ship tens of thousands of guns into Mexico to the crime cartels to then blame the Second Amendment. Oh, and they don't care that they've been caught. They don't care they've been caught. They went ahead and announced the new gun control. The executive orders are coming to restrict the Second Amendment. Outside of law, the president just says so. And the ATF's got new rules for gun shops. There's no law, but they say so. And don't look for Republicans to point this out. No, they're going to say, how dare you ship the guns in? How dare you do this? Oh, and then lie about it. Lie to Congress and say they didn't. Even when Holder's caught lying, they're like, well, we better leave this alone because they got dirt on us. You notice Bill Clinton was protected by George Bush. Obama's protecting George W. Bush on the torture and all the rest of it because they all work for the same interest at the end of the day. And I want to get to this news item. Yesterday, Republican leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, came out with a letter to the president proposing that the power of the purse, Article 1, Section 7 and 8 of the Constitution, be transferred entirely to the president. And they sold this like, ooh, that's a skillful political move. We'll let him do it and get us more into debt and bankrupt us, and then we'll blame him. Like winning political points is what matters. And that's only for the camp follower Republicans that feel like they're big political analysts and smart. No, this is the ongoing agenda to transfer power into the executive. What did we see Republicans and Democrats do under Bill Clinton? Sign most of Congress's authority over to the private World Trade Organization over our trade, 1996. What did we see with the Glass-Steagall? Sign over all power to the banks to control and the Federal Reserve to control the issuance of currency and credit. And that happened to a certain extent in 1913, but the full transference with the Glass-Steagall and other acts that were gotten rid of in 1998, 1999. So it's this continued transference. These guys are there as traitors, treasonous, and I'm not just using those words, that's what it is, to transfer the power of the Congress, the lawmakers. Well, Obama is the lawmaker now. Congress are the war makers, the lawmakers, the tax raisers, the deciders on debt. And in case you don't believe me, I'm now going to read from the archaic Constitution. That, you know, that thing that we've seen the last few months, every major publication, including the Statesman here in Austin, saying it's time to get rid of that Constitution. Yeah, private property, due process, checks and balances, separation of power. Yeah, that's why we need states. Why we need a Congress. Why do we need courts? Because we've got an imperial presidency. And again, the media will say Jones claims Obama will be a dictator. No, the office is becoming a dictatorship of the bureaucracy and the special interests that own it and run it and whose alumni sit in all the positions of power and regulatory authority. It's fully made up of these corporate non-free market pirates. Article 1, Section 7 deals with spending bills arising in the House, going to the Senate for the power of levying taxes, debts, things like that. Now, Section 8 gets even more specific. The Congress shall have the power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises to pay the debts, and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States. But all duties, imposts, and excises shall be uniform throughout the United States. Yeah, how about Obama's forced health care, which is a tax, and he gives his buddies waivers? That's not uniform, is it? No. To borrow money on the credit of the United States. And of course, borrowing money. See, a president could be bought off by a foreign power. That happened a lot in Europe with kings and princes and even elected leaders. So they go on to say the president can't sign deals getting us into debt. The president can't raise debt ceilings. And it says to regulate commerce with foreign nations and among the several states and with the Indian tribes, establish a uniform rule of naturalization. And it goes in to say that they control the coinage, the issuance of weights and measures, currencies, that the Congress is the boss of the military, of everything. but they teach the military that the president's the boss.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, so finishing up on the latest bit of treason. As the Congress, the lawmakers, the tax authorities transfer or attempt to transfer whatever power they've got left illegally to the president, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell floated a novel way out of the default Tuesday. Well, no, that's what the IMF and World Bank prefer, is a dictatorship, suggesting that Congress give up its power to raise the debt ceiling and instead effectively transfer that authority and the political pain that comes with it to the White House for the remainder of Obama's current term. But then they quote other Republicans here in these articles, saying the proposal is not only likely unconstitutional, it is the worst possible strategy for Republicans who promise to fight the debt to now instead give the president unilateral power to borrow to his heart's content. The McConnell plan is full surrender, the white flag approach. And that is exactly what it is. Mitch McConnell, that I hear conservatives hailing constantly, makes me want to throw up. Yeah, why not give the World Trade Organization the authority over our trade? Why not let the president launch wars if he wants to without getting authorization from Congress? I mean, where is Congress blocking Obama having the EPA go around and shut down all of General Electric's competition in coal power plants? Headline, 3 months ago, Secretary of Energy, we're going to shut down massive amounts of coal plants. Headline the same day, Wall Street Journal, Obama signs waivers for General Electric. Obama issues waivers to McDonald's and over 2,000 other firms that don't have to buy insurance for their employees, but I'm not exempt. These rules are going in this year. Think about that. Separate from whether the health care law is legitimate or not, and obviously it isn't. And I know I harp on this out of everything almost every day because, folks, this is a new level of open corruption where all of the president's contributors are exempt from the garbage they bring down on us. That is dictatorship. If you study the Nazis, that is exactly what went on under Hitler. It's corporate fascism. They would pass all these regulations, and then Nazi companies were exempt, and in just a few years, there were no companies but Nazi companies. That's the type of system we're going under, and it is so mind-boggling. You know, people think of discrimination as only, well, I'm white and I was discriminated by black people, or I'm black, I was discriminated by white people, or I'm Hispanic, I was discriminated against by black people or white people. No, 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 no. See, they distract you with all of that and obsess over it all day, and certainly some of that goes on. The main issue is, it's back in the news today, 2 years running, General Electric has paid zero taxes and made giant profits. Google pays 2.4. I was seeing numbers of Berkshire Hathaway paying less than 5%. And then meanwhile, constantly in the news, I've got Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and Oprah Winfrey, who they admit, quote, have secret meetings to discuss how to reduce population, source on that, Times of London, lecturing that, oh, you know, telling their audience rich people don't pay enough tax, raise taxes, and the taxes they promote are on people making 125 grand a year. Folks, that isn't rich. The middle class is so important because that's the group that gets their hair done. That's the group that buys cars and clothes and goes to your hotel. That's the group that has a local business and sponsors your radio station. That's the group in the million-plus small businesses that still run everything. We're now a service economy. The middle class is always important. In a service economy, it's all we've got. It's all we've got. And now under Bush and under Obama, we've had the head of the Small Business League on. They are giving almost none of, under federal law, the federal contracts to small businesses, even though under law they're supposed to. And it turns out there's a secret blacklist where small companies, and I'm talking about companies worth $100 million, that's considered small, cannot get government contracts. I mean, if we're going to have this system, shouldn't American companies, shouldn't small businesses get it? No, the big mega offshore corporations get it because they set up the system. They don't pay taxes. They get the government contracts. It's corporate welfare. And that's what I want to see cut. That's what I want to see fixed. And you're not going to hear the stinking Republicans tell you about it. And you're not going to hear the stinking Democrats talk about it because they're on the same team at the top. They're talking about cutting welfare. You know what's going to happen? Because we're already in this dependent mode. I was against it. I am still against it. But you know what's going to happen if they kick the 49.5 million? Every few months it goes up by another million. Within a month it's going to be 50 million people on full bore food stamps, the little credit cards administered by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. Oh, yeah. They make money on that as well. You know what would happen if 50 million people didn't have their soup line, their high-tech 21st century soup line? The cities, every actuary study and government study have shown, will burn within 5 days, which is exactly where they want us, because now if you don't give the bankers the trillions they want every month in, quote, bailout that are really robbery, they've gotten government to sign on to their too-big-to-fail, to their Ponzi scheme that they made money on the front end with, now they make money on the back end with, They're going to pull the plug completely on the economy, and they threatened it in Europe. They threatened total depression and martial law just 2 weeks ago in Greece. They threatened it 3 years ago here, and now they're threatening it again if we don't do everything they say. So instead, we just slowly collapse instead of fully collapsing at once, which would be better because it would collapse them. So there's no easy way out on this, but it goes bad to worse. Now, what is Obama saying? He says, if you don't raise that debt ceiling, I may not be able to send your Social Security checks out, which, again, they sell as an entitlement because they stole the money. If you put it in a guaranteed investment of 5%, you'd get on average double the money after 30 years of working. That money's been gone for 50 years. It hadn't been in there. It was leveraged and spent before it ever went in. So now they're going to have all these people on fixed incomes who are going to do whatever the government says and are going to support us going deeper into banana republic debt because they got to get their Social Security check. And down the road, you're not going to get your Social Security check. Oh, you'll still get it in the mail, but it won't buy anything. Just like a Deutsche Mark in 1932 wouldn't buy anything. A million of them wouldn't buy a piece of bread. 10 million wouldn't buy a loaf by the end of it. They are destroying the value of it. So you're already not getting your Social Security check. Everyone I know who has parents who are living on Social Security, 80, 85, 90-year-old people I know that live at home, and if family wasn't giving them money, they'd be on the street or they'd be in some government-run nursing home, which further bankrupts the society because their Social Security will not pay for jack squat. And it's only begun. So they're always going to dangle that check. Oh, look, we've frozen for 2 years the COLA, the cost of living increase. There's no inflation because the government says so. We fixed the numbers. And everything's fine, and by the way, the Libya war is not a war, and by the way, the president can do whatever he wants, and by the way, he's going to take your guns with executive orders he's announced, but it's no big deal. Mitch McConnell says it's okay. And so they'll dangle these Social Security checks and the welfare and the Lone Star cards and the welfare cards in front of you, but it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter because you're not going to be able to buy as much with it. You're already having the check basically cut in half. Let's go ahead and play a clip of Obama, Barry Sotero, basically engaging in financial terrorism, saying, hey, that's right, you don't go deeper into debt with the bankers, you won't get your money. Instead of saying, yeah, we can still pay our Social Security, we're writing off the 1,000.5 quadrillion that's impossible to pay. You could pay hundreds and hundreds of times all the wealth in the world. This is admitted. This is even in mainstream news. End of the derivatives, and it wouldn't pay it off. You could pay. Jim Rogers talks about this. They all talk about it. John Williams talks about it. Top economist. You could pay everything in hundreds and hundreds of times. It wouldn't pay it off. And notice they bankrupted Spain, Portugal, Italy, all these countries, Greece, Ireland. And every time they have a, quote, bailout, which is, hey, we're too big to fail, give us hundreds of billions or we'll implode everything. We won't loan your government more money. Well, you're even in more debt than our government. Doesn't matter. Loan us more money. Okay, you gave us the money, now we loan it back to you at interest, to the government and you individually. And then every time, just give us one more bailout and everything will be fixed. Okay, here's the bailout. Europe's even worse, spiraling out of control, spreading everywhere. Give us even more money, we'll fix it. Okay, here's more. Oh my gosh, it's even worse, it's horrible. Give us even more. Okay, here's even more. Oh, my gosh, everything's even more horrible. Everything's imploding. Oh, my gosh, now we need to take the private pension funds in Europe. Okay, here's part of my private pension fund. Just fix it. Now in Europe, in Greece, in Ireland, they're openly moving to take your private pension fund that the governments of Europe made you for 50 years, put in to these private funds, and now they're saying, well, we're going to take part of that, but if we don't take part of it, the whole thing will be lost. Okay, here's part of it. Oh, my gosh, things are even worse. We got to take even more. Okay, take more. And pretty soon you have nothing. And through currency devaluation on top of the stealing, you end up with nothing. But they play this incremental rope-a-dope game with you. And, yeah, I'm yelling and screaming, folks. I feel like I'm living in the Twilight Zone. I can't believe what's going on anymore. I can't believe. that the president is announcing he's going to sign an executive order and put you on a no-buy list with no criminal record and no proof, and you can't get off the list. And they're just ordering gun shops now outside of law what to do. I mean, this is called one word, dictatorship. Let me say it again. Dictatorship. 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 Dictating. You know what a secretary does? She dictates. You dictate to her, and she writes it. I dictate. The word dictate means when the emperor or the pharaoh would stand up and give law, it would be chiseled into stone and put out publicly. I am dictating to you. I am your dictator. You are taking dictation. You are doing what the dictator says. I'm your boss, secretary. Type this out. I'm your boss, America. Do what I say. Obama said 2 days ago, eat your peas like you're a little kid. They always talk to us in this fatherly way, like they're our boss, they're our owner. If you notice, everything's childlike. We're the children, the state's our loving mommy and daddy, and the police are our big brother. Well, let me tell you something, police and everybody else. They're stealing your dollar value. They're going to take your pension funds, too. We're all in this together. And if you keep buying into their false narrative, we have no future. Now, here is the clip of Obama and the Obamanoids holding old people hostage, knowing full well they're going to steal every bit of their paycheck in the end through inflation. Here it is.
Can you tell the folks at home that no matter what happens?
All right, sometimes the computers, that's why we're going to replace them, play them slow. We are going to replace those computers. We're going to try to play this. There's got to be better computers than this. It's got to happen. We're ready with the clip now. Here it is.
Can you tell the folks at home that no matter what happens, the Social Security checks are going to go out on August the 3rd? There are about $20 billion worth of Social Security checks that have to go out the day after the government is supposedly going to go into default.
Well, this is not just a matter of Social Security checks. These are veterans' checks. These are folks on disability and their checks. There are about 70 million checks that go out.
Can you guarantee as president those checks will go out on August the 3rd?
I cannot guarantee that those checks go out on August 3rd if we haven't resolved this issue, because there may simply not be the money in the coffers to do it.
All right, that's CBS propaganda news. Now, let's go over this here briefly. We got just shy of 50 million, 49 plus million people and growing on food stamps. There's another 40 million or so on some other form of assistance, so that's 90 million. Let's be conservative, 80 million. You got 70 million people on Social Security. So what's 70 million and 70 million? That's 140 million. So that's close to half the population of the country. There's 310 million people here, and another 30 million illegal aliens, most of them on welfare on top of their paychecks. That's the big dirty secret. So we got 330 million people here, and we got 140 million of them openly on government assistance. Okay? You're like, well, I pay for that Social Security. Regardless, you're dependent on government. Okay? Which is run by foreign, ruthless banks that have imploded countries hundreds of times in the last century and are experts on how to socially engineer this and how to control everything. They put the police state in place. It isn't for Al-Qaeda. Let me give you a news flash. We got their own training manuals. It's for you. So then you've got, of the Fortune 500, most of them dependent on government contracts, and you've got individuals on government contracts or private companies that are on government contracts. I mean, do the math, 140 million on some type of welfare. That leaves 160, 170 million people that aren't. Most of them are in some form on a government contract. I've seen some numbers that it's as low as 50 million people in this country who aren't on some type of government dole or who aren't dependent on government. And remember, out of those 50 million, a lot of them are children. I mean, this country is so, well, they got a word for it. We are living in a world of hurt, and we've been maneuvered into this position, and now they're going to hold us hostage every year or two with another bailout, with higher taxes, with more austerity. And the more they cut services, the more they increase the water price, the more they cut cops. I've seen cases where they fire 60-plus percent of the sheriff's deputies, and the sheriff says, I'm sorry, the county has told us to just be revenue generators now to pay our own checks. We're not going to respond to crime by guns. Here's 35 crimes we're not going to respond to, including home invasion, buy guns. And at least those sheriffs and police chiefs have been honest. You look at Chicago and crime havens like that, they say you can't own a gun, but by the way, we're not going to respond to crime. Do you realize how hardcore this is? We're in a depression. Now, Geithner, the head of the Treasury, calls it on Meet the Press. What do you call it? The Great Recession. But wait a minute. They told us the recession ended in March. In June of 2009. So 2 years ago. It ended. I mean, there was. but now he said it's going to be the most painful thing that many of us have ever seen, and it's going to go on for a long time. Remember? That's the quote. I played it yesterday. Can we cue up Geithner? I'm going to play that exact quote when we come back. Thank you. So this is the reality of what we're facing. And, you know, I'm the extremist. 15 years ago, I had medical doctors on reading studies that were from a decade before that, that they knew cell phones and rat studies were causing big fat brain tumors and lowering fertility. And here is a whole bunch of mainline university studies. Cell phones, cancer, and fertility. Studies in the U.S., Europe, Australia all find doubling of brain tumors, doubling, and massive destruction of DNA in sperm. But so what?
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By the way, this happened a couple days ago, and I kept waiting to see the national media cover it, but they didn't. Ron Paul in the key battleground state of New Hampshire in a straw poll garnered 39% of the vote, absolutely trouncing all other competition. Rick Santorum got 12%. Michelle Bachmann even less with 11%. Romney got 9%. But it doesn't matter. The establishment is going to force feed us Romney and Michelle Bachmann, the former IRS tax collector. Continuing here, this is a clip, again, of Geithner saying this is going to be, for many Americans, the toughest time in their life, and it's going to go on for a long time. Here's the clip from Meet the Press.
Well, I think it's going to take a long time still. This is a very tough economy. And I think for a lot of people, it's going to be, it's going to feel very hard, harder than anything they've experienced in a lifetime now for some time to come. And that, but that is because that is the tragic effects of a crisis this deep and this bad caused by a long period of lost opportunities to do things that make the country stronger.
All right, let's stop there. I mean, these are the guys that got rid of Glass-Steagall, that created the derivatives, that signed us onto it, that authored all of this. And they're telling us that it's because we haven't done everything they've told us to do that we're going to have this problem. And the head of General Electric, who heads up the White House Economic Council, is saying we need to get regulations off businesses. He's the guy in there recommending the regulations to shut down his competition, but then he gives speeches about getting rid of regulations. They say zig, they zag. They say black, it's white. They say up, it's down. They say the sky is red, you know it's blue. They say they didn't ship those guns into Mexico, you know you did it. They've been caught lying again. These are crooks. Time to grow up. We're in their clutches. I want to bring Ted Anderson up for this segment, the next little short one. Then we've got a big guest coming up in the next hour. Ted, the owner of the Genesis Network that I've been on for more than 14 years now. Ted Anderson, of course, also the owner of Midas Resources now. What, the fifth or is it the fourth now largest gold and silver company in the nation? That's a great free market story. He buys gold and silver when it's low, sells it to you when it's high at the old low price. Gold now at an all-time global high, right up there at, what, 1,590 smackers. Silver surging in the middle of the summer, normally a doldrum. Can you imagine the fall? If that sounds high now, folks, there's global devaluation of all currencies. The laws of economics say it will only go up. They can play games and drive it down for a period. That's when you should get in and buy it. But since you didn't listen, you can now get in a time machine with Ted Anderson and go back and get gold and silver he bought months ago during the dip, even though it's now high. You can't beat that. Ted Anderson, what do you make of gold at an all-time high?
Well, it's very surprising to see it here in July, but I guess not when you look at the economy and what's going on in Europe and here in the United States. I mean, you're playing Ben Bernanke's thing. I was looking at Reuters and his comments, and it's just amazing, talking about QE3 now. And
yeah, they said they wouldn't do QE3, so you know they will.
Well,
and now he's gone back on that as well, which means further dollar devaluation, total hyperinflation. Ted, you've got a whole list of gold and silver that you bought months ago. It's radio specials. Folks should say Alex Jones radio specials when they call. I want to talk a little bit more about this on the other side, but the number to call, folks, is 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And I just want to add, Ted, you've got the American Dream animated film. It's top-notch, free. That breaks down the history of the banking cartel takeover and how to beat them. Mark Dice's new, thick, lavish book, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. Both of those free when you buy two silver dollars at a price that's now below market. So you buy a great deal on silver dollars, you get a free film and a free book. Ted wants to introduce you to this, and he wants you to get this film out to everybody and the book. Read it yourself and pay it forward. 800-686-2237. Tell them, they'll read you a list of the gold and silver coins that will take you back in time months ago. But Ted is in danger of running out of that, and his prices will go up. We'll briefly tell you some of those smoking prices on the other side. Then we'll get into where Ted sees the markets going. Then we've got a guest joining us. You don't want to miss it.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.